Few small Texas towns claim as much big Texas history as Gonzales, an hour or two drive, but a world away, from Austin, San Antonio, and Houston. Here, a genteel present is built upon a defiant past. Gonzales claims the first shot fired on the war for Texas independence from Mexico. It also was the jumping-off point for the runaway scrape in which General Sam Houston ordered the town evacuated and burned, and then led Texas forces to victory at San Jacinto. Gonzales rebuilt. Walking tours take visitors past public monuments and museums and down residential streets filled with historic homes. Springtime and Christmastime house tours invite them inside, as do several bed and breakfast inns. About 80 documented residences in various stages of restoration were built from 1875 to the mid-1920s, when cattle and cotton fueled the economy. Bankers' daughters married cattle barons, and parents built homes as wedding gifts for their children. Settlers from the United States and Mexico were joined by European Jewish merchants and German artisans. Gonzales became a mosaic of cultures. Architects Atlee Ayres, Frederick Ruffini, and J. Riley Gordon designed residences here. Their work is preserved in Victorian, Queen Anne, Greek Revival, and prairie-style homes built of sturdy Gonzales brick or hardy cypress. Gingerbread trim, turrets and towers, columns and capitals, longleaf pine woodwork, and stained glass windows reveal fine craftsmanship. One-of-a-kind details include murals inside the W.B. Houston home, a towering Queen Anne. They were painted by Mrs. Houston, who studied art in Europe. Gonzales today thrives on agriculture and on manufacturing. Its historic homes are attracting retirees with roots in the area, and others who commute to work in larger cities but choose to live in a quiet place with a storybook ambiance that helps shape Texas and American history.